Well, good morning, friends. It's Friday, the 7th of August, and we continue our reading through 1 Corinthians, still in the first chapter. But before we do, I encourage us all to hit pause, as I've done already, to sit in silence for 2 minutes or 20 seconds just to contemplate being still before the Lord. Friends, we start in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10. The day ahead of us looks to be beautiful, and it's also good to start in God's word. Verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there are no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this: one of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas, which is Peter. Another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul sacrificed for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Cyprius and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Wow, there's so much to learn again. Paul gets right into the meat of some of his desires to bring, or clarify, or guide this community in faith. In the era that this was written, the Greeks longed for this eloquent speakers or people of notoriety who had a artistic flair about them, and people would follow after different notable philosophers and in that Greek thinking of the world, and choosing your favorite person. Paul himself was trained by a particular person, I've forgotten his name, but he could have used those terms as well. And this is creeping into the church. Rather than Christ being the central person whom we follow or hold and revere. And I think it's pertinent for us at a time when all of our churches are trying to figure out how best to minister and to care for one another, and there are all sorts of wonderful gifted communities online, and you can go and select and listen to pre-recorded wonderful teaching. And I think the trap can be that we begin to choose a style or choose a worship community that has some kind of notoriety or recognition or a particular teacher. And I think it's wonderful to learn from all of the family of God, but I sense at times it can be smorgasbord Christianity or consumerism, choices of flavor and style and notoriety. And somehow I think we can not stay in the body, in worship and in submission to God in Christ, and become our own little butterfly that flutters everywhere. And I think for a time that can happen, but there is a sense that God has chosen the body so that we may grow in Christ, and as iron sharpens iron, and we may miss that this idea of eloquence or wisdom or is lovely to learn from, but it's not what we should be attracted to. It's the teaching of Christ and his power. And I do think there's a lot of recognition of God's love in the world and his care and the gifts that we've given, but if it misses Christ and he who died for us, and if we choose a smorgasbord Christianity, I think we don't stay long enough to grow in the family whom we need to, in the community of faith, with those that we get along with, those that we don't get along with, all part of growing in Christ. And we need that. And I just encourage us to be focused in him. You know, all of our actions and sinfulness were enough to put the Savior on the cross, each of us individually. What we've done was culpable in our rejection or dismission of him, or our attitude towards one another. All that put our Savior on the cross for us so that we could have a renewed life. So, and I encourage us, recognized Jesus, whom is our Lord and Savior above all things, and every great personality and gifting pales into insignificance. And I think when we focus on the cross, it's kind of like the great leveler, isn't it? We focus on Christ, what he did, and his death and resurrection, and all these other styles and personalities that tickle our inner desires kind of fade away, because it's he who must be recognized in everything we say and do. Otherwise, his power in our life is emptied, as Paul finishes with here. And I encourage you guys, may we seek after everything that Christ has done for us as our priority in the body, and our personalities or styles or people of note are secondary. Proverbs 15:3-4. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. May our tongues reflect the life of Jesus, what he did for us, and follow him only, and celebrate the body that we have been given to grow into. God bless, friends. I look forward to talking to you on Monday. And thank you for those who have said they want to continue to hear. And God bless. Spend time in silence, friends.